I have listened in vain today as cameras have gone to Mass after Mass. The service that is the modern expression of the communion service. Without being critical, but just to observe, I've seen candles and beads and host and cup. Quite properly, I've heard expressions to remember in prayer hope, but I've listened in vain. Maybe you've seen it, but I've seen enough to know it hasn't had the prominent place it should have to catch a glimpse of Jesus, the healer. If there ever was an occasion that the largest church the world has known, with all eyes of the world directed on it, as it goes to the elements that Jesus told us to take and remember Him, and there is eloquent absence of the focus that He told us to place on the elements. I take us tonight to Isaiah 53. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. We did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. That opening phrase, surely He hath borne, is a verb that means to carry away. Borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. The word translated carried means to bear the full weight on Himself. He took the full weight and carried it away. The Hebrew allows many interpretations of the two words translated grief and sorrows. Matthew 8:17 in the New Testament puts God's sanction of revelation and interpretation on the one translation. There Matthew uses it to describe Jesus going about healing the sick and says He bore our sickness and our infirmities. Not only did Jesus bear our sins, the Lord laid on Him our sicknesses. And the night Jesus was betrayed, before He took the fulfillment of Isaiah 53, He broke bread and took the cup and said, as oft as you do it, remember Me. Paul warned, and let me say, in the midst of grief, the greatest thing that can happen to a wounded pope or a sick person anywhere is to come and gather around these elements and on his behalf remember Jesus and lift the need. Jesus said concerning these elements, as oft as you do partake, remember Me. Paul warned about partaking unworthily, which is to get your eyes, as you gather these elements and begin to partake, get your eyes off on anything that takes them off of Jesus. Jesus bore our sicknesses and bore our sins. And as the world's eyes, I listened to one girl interviewed, said she didn't know why she went to church. She wasn't sure it'd make her feel better, but she figured with so much that's going wrong in the world, that's the best place to go. Well, there is an answer there. There's an answer to our sins. Christ died for them. That's what the cup symbolizes. Leviticus 17:11 says life resided, literally the life of the soul resided in the blood. When blood was spilled, death occurred. God said, for sin comes death. Took a life worth more than all of us put together, and He spilled His blood. And this little cup picks that particular liquid, most like blood, to symbolize it. And we remember that for me He died, And we're made worthy because He paid the penalty for our sins and opened the door for God to forgive us the misuse of our freedom and pour out grace on us, His forgiveness and His mercy, unmerited favor. And as we lift the cup, we have access to God and have a high priest touched with our infirmities, and we have an instant audience to present our petitions because we stand on the merits of the value that He placed in us. He died for us, and we stand on the merits of that which is most valuable to God, the life of His Son spent for me. We have access to ask that since the Lord laid on Him our sicknesses and infirmities, by faith we claim the promise, with His stripes we were healed, and lift that need to Him. Get your eyes on Jesus tonight and take this bread and realize the promise is ours to take. With His stripes I was healed. And thank Him for it. Take the cup and thank Him for His grace. And say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner, and be assured He will be as we take the cup. In Jesus' name.